Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Nurturing Inner Voice, where we dive into the fascinating world of self-trust and calm. Now, I gotta ask, how many of you have ever felt like you're constantly striving for some idealized version of yourself? Like you're playing a role in this big production called life, and you're just waiting for the applause? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others, wishing you were more like them? Well, today, we're tackling something powerful, building self-love and acceptance. Because let's be honest, sometimes the biggest critic in our lives is us. And I'm here to tell you, it's time to turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader. So, what does self-love actually mean? It's not about being selfish or thinking you're perfect, it's about cultivating a deep sense of appreciation and kindness towards yourself, flaws and all. Think of it like this. Imagine your friend was struggling with self-doubt. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and celebrate their unique qualities. Now, how often do we extend that same level of compassion to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building that loving relationship with yourself. 1. Practice self-compassion. When things don't go as planned, instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Think of it like this, life is like a giant puzzle, and sometimes pieces just don't fit where we expect them to. Instead of getting frustrated, take a step back, breathe, and try looking at the bigger picture. Maybe that mistake actually led you to something even better. 2. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your achievements. Did you finish that project? Nail a presentation? Cook a delicious meal? Give yourself a high five. Recognizing your successes boosts your confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. And hey, if it feels good, treat yourself to something special. A movie night, a cozy bath, or anything that brings you joy. 3. Ditch the comparison game. I know it's tempting to compare ourselves to others, but it's a recipe for unhappiness. Remember, everyone is on their own unique journey. Instead of focusing on what others have, celebrate your own strengths and progress. You are amazing just as you are. 4. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, a sunny day, even a cup of coffee that tastes just right. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, bringing more positivity and contentment into your life. 5. Be kind to your body. Your body is incredible. Treat it with respect by nourishing it with healthy foods, moving in ways that feel good, and getting enough rest. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was always so hard on herself, constantly striving for perfection in everything she did. She'd put immense pressure on herself to succeed, and any little setback would send her spiraling into self-doubt. One day, we were having coffee, and I noticed she was really down on herself about a presentation she hadn't nailed perfectly. So, I said, "Sarah, you know you gave that presentation with such passion and knowledge. You may not have gotten every detail right, but the audience clearly engaged with your ideas. Remember, sometimes it takes more than one try to hit a home run." She looked up at me, surprised. "Really?" she asked, her eyes widening slightly. "Do you think so?" And that's when it clicked for Sarah, she needed to be kinder to herself. She started practicing gratitude for the positive feedback she received, celebrating her strengths, and focusing on progress rather than perfection. It wasn't an overnight change, but over time, she blossomed. Remember, building self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt and triumph. But by practicing self-compassion, celebrating your wins, ditching the comparison game, cultivating gratitude, and being kind to yourself, you can create a life filled with joy, confidence, and authenticity. So, what are you going to do today to nurture your inner voice? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And remember, you are amazing just as you are. Keep shining bright, my friends. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.